I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end to the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. A presidential vote in Chad on Monday is expected to cement Mohamed Idriss Deby's grip on power following 2 years of rule after his father's death. Critics say the poll is a facade to legitimize Deby's rule and will not reflect the wishes of voters. According to climate scientists, the April heat wave led to a surge of excess deaths in Bamako's Gabriel Touré Hospital. Thousands others are likely victims across the region, the climate scientists added. Officials from the governments of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com.